For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Stories This Moment podcast is brought to you by TNC Network. TNC offers content and media that informs, helps, heals, educates, as well as inspires. TNC.network. News you can use.
Hello, and welcome to the Stories This Moment podcast. Thanks for taking the time to stop by and listen to us as we wrap up season one. We're going to be talking about various things that you can expect in season two. Little slight change of the format here at the SDM podcast. And as we mentioned in previous episodes, that it's going to tie in with TNCN's website and the stories we cover. We're going to start off with a little clip, and we'll be back on the other side, and we'll talk some more and show another clip. That's what we're going to do.
Not to be left behind in this new era of electric vehicles, Ford Motor Company is investing $22 billion through 2025 in an ambitious comprehensive electrification plan. To start, the company is offering zero-emission versions of three of their most iconic vehicles, like the Mustang, the F-150 truck, and the Transit commercial vehicle. Ford plans to introduce more vehicles in the years to come. The all-electric Mustang Mach-E is being delivered to customers and is available to order now. This SUV brings the 0 to 60 miles per hour thrills Mustang is famous for. In a sleek new package brimming with the latest technology and over-the-air Ford power-up software updates, the e-Transit, an all-electric version of America's best-selling van, will debut starting in late 2021. Smart and connected, it will arm fleet owners with technology solutions like a high-speed in-vehicle data architecture and cloud-based services to offer new ways to optimize fleet performance. The F-150 Lightning arrives in spring 2022, bringing stunning innovation, technologies and capabilities to the F-Series, America's best-selling truck. Combined with the power, payload and towing capability, that is the hallmark of all-built Ford tough trucks. In addition to offering zero-emissions versions of its most popular vehicles, Ford is harnessing electrification to deliver more of what customers love about them. Performance, capability, and productivity. A key part of Ford's goal to drive the adoption of electric vehicles is to target the large market for fully electric commercial vans and pickups. Ford is planning to bring the benefits of electric vehicles to these customers with an accessible price point, improved productivity, and lower cost of ownership.
And we're going to continue to produce short clips on TNCN, but we're going to profile some of them here and elaborate. Some examples are going to be like the videos we make about the space program or about some astronomical event. Here are a few clips right now.
1999 VF-22 is a cruise ship-size space rock that astronomers say will safely pass Earth on February 22, 2022. The space rock will be making its closest approach in more than 100 years, which will be at 2:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 22nd. The asteroid will pass us at a distance of 3.3 million miles, which is almost 14 times the Earth-Moon distance. Despite this safe expanse, it will still be close enough for astronomers to study the asteroid using radar. The virtual telescope will also air its flyby live. And you can use a large backyard telescope to watch it slide past. Asteroid 1999 VF-22 is a particularly fast-moving rock, traveling at 56,158 miles per hour relative to Earth. Even though it will pass at a safe distance, it's still classified as a potentially hazardous asteroid due to its predicted close passes by Earth. Asteroid 1999 BF-22 will come slightly closer in 128 years when it returns on February 23, 2150. This isn't a newly discovered asteroid. The Catalina Sky Survey in Arizona discovered it way back on November 10, 1999. The date of discovery is how asteroid 455176 got its designation of 1999 BF-22.
Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bottom Dog.
America has launched. And so rises a new era of American spaceflight, and with it the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream.
Plus 30 seconds into this historic mission. Flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9, and look at them go.
Falcon stage separation confirmed.
Falcon 2 alpha.
Now we are waiting for our first stage to make its way to our drone ship. Of course, I still love
you. Dragon SpaceX nominal orbital insertion.
Wait for confirmation of that landing shortly here.
Falcon 9 first stage successfully landed.
And there you can see on your screen, Falcon 9 has landed.
Waiting for confirmation now of that.
Dragon separation confirmed.
Dragon separation confirmed.
There is a great view right in front of you of Dragon separating.
Separation confirmed.
And there's that call out. Dragon is now officially making its way to the International Space Station today.
We also cover food and drink and other topics. Let's check these out.
Today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Each year, May 14th ushers in National Buttermilk Biscuit Day to celebrate this high-rising breakfast staple. Not to be confused with the hard-baked goods that are also called biscuits in England. In the United States and Canada, a biscuit is a small piece of bread, which after baking usually has a somewhat firm, dry exterior and a soft, crumbly interior. They are usually made with baking powder or baking soda as a chemical leavening agent rather than yeast, and may be called baking powder biscuits to differentiate them from other types. Like other forms of bread, they are often served with butter or other condiments, flavored with other ingredients, or combined with other types of food to make sandwiches or other dishes. Biscuits, soda breads, cornbread, and similar breads are all considered quick breads, to indicate that they do not need time for the dough to rise before baking. Here are a few ways to observe National Biscuit Day. Make biscuit breakfast sandwiches with eggs and cheese. Serve biscuits with your favorite soup. It's better than dumplings. Use biscuit dough to make pizza crust. Partially bake the dough before adding toppings. Warm biscuits, with butter and jelly, satisfy every time. Serve biscuits with pork chops, pork loins, or pulled pork. Barbecue and biscuits hit the spot too. They soak up the juices quite well. Whenever you have fresh fish, serve homemade biscuits. Catfish and biscuits are particularly delicious. Don't forget dessert. Biscuits make an excellent base for strawberry shortcakes. Just add a little sugar to your dough to sweeten it. You'll make up the rest of the sweetness with the strawberries and whipped cream.
If you love gardening and enjoy watching new sprouts become beautiful full-grown plants, and if you also enjoy being naked outdoors, then World Naked Gardening Day is for you. World Naked Gardening Day is an annual international event generally celebrated on the first Saturday of May by gardeners and non-gardeners alike. There are many benefits of naked gardening, and some of them include: it's free, it doesn't cost anything, other than materials and equipment for successful gardening. It's a fun and freeing activity. Links people to the natural world. Gardening is really good for the environment. It helps humans honestly discover who they are. It might surprise you to know just how many people participate in this day. If you are daring enough, go ahead and plant flowers or pull weeds, wearing nothing but your birthday suit. The most important thing is to keep it lighthearted and have fun. The free-spirited proponents of naked gardening are usually nudists. But it's not just other nudists that are encouraged to garden in the buff. It's anyone who desires to experience a stronger bond with nature. This could be entire families, couples, gardening clubs, or a group of friends. And the gardens can be anywhere in the backyard, the park, or inside the home. Additionally, naked gardeners are encouraged to share their stories with others. If they choose to share their photos, it's a good idea to have private parts covered with foliage, gardening tools, or other fun props. Find creative ways to take the pictures and post them on social media. And when doing so, use hashtag World Naked Gardening Day or hashtag WNGD.
World UFO Day is an awareness day for people to gather together and watch the skies for unidentified flying objects. The day is celebrated by some on June 24th and others on July 2nd. June 24th is the date that aviator Kenneth Arnold reported what is generally considered to be the first widely reported unidentified flying object sighting in the United States, while July 2nd commemorates the supposed UFO crash in the 1947 Roswell incident. The stated goal of July 2nd celebration is to raise awareness of the undoubted existence of UFOs and to encourage governments to declassify their files on UFO sightings.
And that's it. We are proud of our many videos that we've made over the years, nearly a decade of them. We have over 600 videos on our YouTube page and on our TNCN website. And we're going to make many, many more of them. I'm glad we're going to start profiling them here as well as on our STM blog. So stay tuned for that. We're glad you stopped by and checked out our season one. And we look forward to season two, which will be coming back really, really soon. Thanks for listening. We really enjoy making these videos and podcast programs for you, the viewers and listeners out there. Please continue to stop by TNCN and check out our articles. Please comment and share. Thanks for listening. See you next time on the Stories This Moment podcast.
TNC is a group of bloggers with the collective goal of providing content and media that informs, helps, heals, educates, as well as inspires. We are not a source of hard news or partisan political commentary. We cover a personal side of the news, offering insight into hobbies, food and drink, diet, pop culture events, indie films and entertainment, science and technology, community service and social justice, travel, and also leisure. TNC offers hundreds of informative videos. Please visit us at tnc.network. And please subscribe to our newsletter. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. TNC, news you can use.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.